the New podcast with James Don and Mikey Q. It's that new.
Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from.
Is Brooklyn in here?
Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from.
Is Brooklyn in here tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new podcast. I am your host, Mikey Q. Shout out to James Don, who is not here tonight, but who I do have tonight is Army veteran, entrepreneur, CEO, and founder of Ratio Clothing. And no, I ain't just steal that from his bio on his Instagram. I have Horatio Nicholson in the building tonight. Welcome to the show, bro. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me tonight.
Of course. Me and O go back really far, so when he hit me up to do this, I was more than interested. I wanted to definitely help promote the clothing brand, but there's a lot of people that don't know who you are, right? This is the first time you're on the show, so just give me a little bit of your background. I know that you're an Army veteran and everything, but let you tell your story in your words. Who is Horatio?
Okay, so I was actually born and raised in Jamaica. Came in the United States in 2010, and when I got into the country, my first job was right into retail. I was working at actually Kohl's. You probably didn't even know that I was working in Kohl's. So I did Kohl's just for seasonal stuff, and when I did Kohl's, I was a sales associate. Mm-hmm. So being a sales associate, I like working with people, you know what I'm saying? So normally when customers are like approach sales associate, they'd be like, hey, I want to go find this merchandise right there. They'd be like pointing like, okay, go over there. Yeah. I wasn't that type of guy. I'm the type of guy to like walk with you and like, I'm going to help you out. That type of dude. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I got into that. Jump into Macy's, started from the bottom.
So what we like,
mean? Yeah, Macy's. So started from the bottom. I was working into recovery.
Yeah.
I work into the bag. That's in receiving area. Mm-hmm. Left from that, and I went into loss prevention, and I grew from.
What made you get your security license and join the LP team or loss prevention, as some people know it?
So way back in Jamaica, I used to do security. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good at security. I used to be good at doing that. So mm-hmm. I wanted to go in security. Right. So when I heard there was like an opening security and loss prevention in Macy's, I'm like, let me jump on it. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I jumped in it. I liked it. Retail, still the same thing, interacting with customers and all that type of stuff. So it's like similar stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always about fashion, always about style, all about unique style and something different. That's always me.
Yeah.
So me being in retail, loss prevention, like that's where I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And you excelled at it, I tell you. Ratio showed me a lot of stuff, you know, that I still use today. So I appreciate you for that. Okay. So you joined the loss prevention team, and from loss prevention, what happened after that?
So after that, I jump into, it's funny because I started selling life insurance.
Okay. How was that?
I know that it's kind of crazy, but it's still customer based. Like I said, I like working with people. Mm. So that's just me. It's not retail, but it's still working with customers.
Right.
That's always my thing, interacting with people. I just like people. You know what I'm saying? So after that, I jump into the Army. So I got into the Army. I've been to the Army for almost 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm actually out the Army.
Okay.
So, like, let me actually pursue my goal, which is starting my own business, which is in clothing. So that's why I jumped into the clothing. Actually, my wife kind of reminded me about what I really wanted to do, because I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was in Macy's, I wanted to go into the start my own business and have my own store and all that type of stuff.
Right.
But I never pursued. I never pushed towards it. So my wife kind of reminded me, like, do what you really wanted to do. Like, from the beginning when we first met, I'm like, you're right. I'm going to go right back into that retail. So that's why I'm like, let me just jump in it.
Okay. So let me just ask you about the life insurance, and then let's go back to the Army for a second. So how did you get into selling life insurance? That's how does one, you know, do you apply? Is it something like you just go out and apply for, you know, a life insurance job? Like, how does one get into that?
So someone reached out to me on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And they reached out to me on LinkedIn and showed me opportunity that I can do and make a lot of money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, making a lot of money, life insurance, help people out, show them the benefits. Life insurance is really important. Right. I hope you have life insurance. And it doesn't mean you have to have a family to have life insurance. It doesn't mean that. You need life insurance. So if you die today, you have money to bury you. You don't have your family struggling. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's a lot of benefits in life insurance. And like I said, me working with people, that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, let me do it. So I tried it and it wasn't great.
Right.
So I'm saying, so I'm like, you know what? Army. I like people. I like helping people. Same thing. It's like the same scenario. So I jump into the Army.
The Army is like, it is, you are helping people, definitely. And thank you for your service. I tell any veteran but it does seem like a total difference from retail. Like, it's like you went from retail to life insurance to the Army. It's like three totally different things. I mean, I guess maybe life insurance and the Army are kind of related.
It's not, because it's still dealing with people. So me in the Army, I'm helping people dealing with bad people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
And like with retail, you know, retail, you deal with a lot of theft, you deal with a lot of fraud and all that type of stuff, which I wanted to go out and do something bigger than just retail and help people in that kind of scenario. So I want to do something bigger. So I looked at the Army and I'm like, being in the Army and helping, like serving the country and fighting against evil people, because that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I think that was the right decision at that time.
Okay. And so, definitely understand. So you was in the Army for 3 years. What made you leave the Army?
So I actually got medical discharge, messed up my knee, messed up my wrist. And like, I'm all messed up. Because you know me, like, once I keep going, I'm not stopping. If I get hurt, I'm get back up and go. So I was going, but my body wasn't going with me. You know what I'm saying? My body failed me.
I understand.
It's just that I'm getting old. I'm not young no more. So I can push all hard I want to push, but my body's not coming with me.
Okay. All right. So... Well, okay, so you're medically discharged from the Army. So now are you at home? You're thinking, man, what's the next step?
So I'm going to tell you this. Before I actually left the Army, got out of the Army, I started the business.
Okay.
I literally started this business with my paycheck. So a lot of people always say, oh, finding excuses why they can't start their business because I don't have enough money, blah, blah, blah. Like, stop finding excuses. Just do it. I did it. You know what I'm saying? I did this with my paycheck. I'm getting paid. Guess what? Your tax return. You can start a business with your tax return. A lot of people getting $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. And what are you doing with it?
Wasting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's what I did. I invest my money into my business. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did.
What year did you start Ratio Clothing? Or Ratio
Fashion, last actually. Year. Last year in March, and it was hard because of the pandemic. I started it within the pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
I
wanted to launch at that time, and then the pandemic came out. I'm like, I'm still going to do it. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's going to stop me. Like, you can't hold me down.
What was the biggest obstacle with starting the business within the pandemic time period?
The biggest obstacle, I would say. So, for everyone else, business was going great. But because no one really knew Ratio, you know what I'm saying? I'm just starting out.
Yeah.
So it's not going to start out and just blow up just like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to give time to build because there's so much fraud out there and stuff. So people do not know Ratio like that. Because I'm not going to lie to you. If I see a new company just pop up, I'm not going to buy from them. I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I have to build that trust within customers and with everyone else so they can know what Ratio is and what Ratio stands for.
Right.
So that's what the biggest obstacle I would say was.
I mean, like for me, it was even difficult with the pandemic, right? Because, you know, I do my outside things. I DJ. I do a lot of things. I do a lot of podcasts. I'm podcasting every week. It's difficult. You know, it really is difficult. And I give you credit for creating during a time period where we were all unsure of where things were going, what's going to happen. Like, I know personally, I had lost my passion for DJing during that time period. Now, I am passionate again about it. But during that time period, I just wasn't into it. So I give you credit for starting your business during that time period. How do you keep that passion alive? Because, you know, every day is not going to be a good day. You know what I'm saying? So how do you and how did you keep that passion alive to just keep going to create Ratio Fashion?
So my theory is once there is life, there is opportunities. Mm. And my biggest thing is you have to go through hell to get to heaven.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Love that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it hard. Yeah. I don't mind. I like it like that. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot like that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I ever failed at anything that I ever did.
Right.
Because I have experience in that field. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I like it like that. So when he comes on, I'm trying something, it didn't work. Guess what? I'm going to figure it out. I'm not going to stop because I can't. I don't know. If I'm doing a math test mm-hmm. or a math equation and I'm like, this math is hard. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to figure it out.
Right.
So
right.
That's what it is. So yeah. Me going through the pandemic and it's hard. I'm not going to say, oh, I quit. I can't do this no more. No, you got to figure it out. You got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? You have life. Yeah. What are you going to do? You going to quit? You can't quit.
You got to keep going.
Got to keep going. Yeah. So that's what it is for me. Like I don't have that mentality of quitting. Like I have a goal. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get my goal. I'm gonna get it
one way or another. You're gonna,
yeah, if you got that cornbread and I want your cornbread, guess what? I'm gonna get your cornbread.
I want my cornbread though, so I gotta fight but for I my cornbread.
Get it.
You know what I'm saying? I like cornbread.
But it is, that's what it is, bro. So no. I just keep going.
Definitely I mean, that's the way to do it. So do you remember the first thing that was designed for Ratio Clothing and who designed it? Was it you and how does that process work?
So I reach out to like companies that manufacturers and stuff that actually do the, I would give them my vision. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they would create it for me.
Okay.
So that's what I do. So one thing with me that I like the way I am with, see, if I'm going somewhere, mm-hmm. if I'm going to the club tomorrow, I envision what I'm going to wear to the club before I actually put anything on.
Right.
So I know it's going to look nice. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I create this stuff in my head and I reach out to the manufacturers and I'm like, look, I want this design like this. I want this writing like this. I want it right there. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And they created for me. They put it together for me. So that's how I actually create my designs.
Okay. What was the first thing that was designed?
So the first thing that was designed is a cargo pants.
Okay.
So it was just a test mm-hmm. to see if people actually like my brand.
Okay.
So I only got like 10 samples. And I put it out there and was sold out in like a week.
Nice.
So I'm like, okay, so people like it. You know what I'm saying? People like my brand. So you know what? I want to make it different because I'm not going to be like the other stores. If you go, say, you look at my store and look at another store and two more stores, you're going to see the same style.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. I want you go to my store, like, you can't find it nowhere else. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, I got to come out with just ratio brand. You know what I'm saying? So okay. That's where that came from.
All right. And then, okay, so from the cargo shorts, was it shorts or pants?
It's a pants.
Okay, so from the cargo pants, basically the idea became a reality in a sense, right?
Yep.
So after the pants, what came after that, if you remember?
Oh, God, it's so much.
I mean, you can name any of them that came after that.
So it's a set that I like. It's a crop top and a short set that I like.
Crop tops, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know what is the ratio of fashion. So you might see the what is the ratio of fashion. That's actually the tagline. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when you look at ratios, right? Mm-hmm. It's unique. It's different. So when you wear my brand, when you say what is the ratio of fashion, is you. Mm. You are the ratio of fashion. So it's I am. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So once you wear the clothing, you're the ones that actually are the fashion of ratio. The customers. Mm. So it's all about the customers.
It definitely
so
is.
So that's what it is.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from your clothing line? And yeah, go ahead.
So a lot of people like my style. It's, like I said, it's different. It's unique. You can't find it nowhere else. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus. So that keep me going. So I have more ideas what I'm going to throw out there, what's next, you know what I'm saying, all that type of stuff. So... yeah, people like the brand, like I said. So I'm just going to keep going, keep putting out new stuff, and keep having new designs and stuff. So that's the goal.
Okay. So tell me about some of the people that you had, like, modeling for the Ratio brand. I look on your page, and I see a lot of different people that have, like, modeled your stuff. So tell me a little bit about that. How did that happen?
So it's funny. One of my models, she's actually from Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's from Italy. She's good. We work good together.
Okay.
We do a lot of work.
Well, what's her name? I mean, if you don't mind.
Her name is Alice.
Alice, okay. Hey, yeah, Alice. Shout out to Alice.
Cool. She's a cool person. Actually, she's a military spouse. So her husband is in the military.
Oh, cool. Yeah, all right.
We military people, we stay together. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah.
That's how we do it. So,
if you still talk to some of the people from the military and everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm like right there. Like, I'm really close.
Okay.
Actually based in Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I haven't been out to Georgia in a while. You know, I definitely got to link you when I'm down there. Is there any plans to have Ratio Fashion in, like, a physical store? So, like, you just go into a store and you see, you know, a whole store full of your brand.
So, thought about that.
Uh-huh.
So, I can't really tell you the plan because it's a secret.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
I got to ask the question, right?
I get you. Yeah. It's going to come out. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, Ratio is different.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different.
Okay.
So hopefully no one steals my idea yet because it's always like that.
Yeah.
But it's really going to be different though. So in a few years, I'm thinking about doing like maybe 2-3 years, I'm going to do that. But Ratio, we set the trend. You know what I'm saying? We don't follow. So it's going to be all different. So you go, when you step into a Ratio store, when it do happen,
yeah,
you're going to be amazed. Okay. I'm telling you, it's going to be like that, but it's in the work.
It's in the work. Okay. All right.
Work.
Don't have to give us too much right now. I know it's still early, but, you know, I had to ask the question. Definitely had to ask the question.
I got you.
I mean, I would think with the pandemic that online sales are probably up. And I know they were, actually, because me, myself, I ordered a lot of stuff during the pandemic, stuff that, you know, I probably didn't need, but I was home and I was out of a job for a little bit, you know, much like a lot of people around the world that was out of work. And, you know, I ordered a lot of stuff, especially from Amazon. So how did that time period, like, was it an increase in your sales during that time period when everybody was home, or was it still kind of rough to get people to invest money in something because we still didn't know what this disease was going to do to us?
So it was still kind of rough. Like I said, at that time, I started the company in March.
Right.
So it was still kind of rough at that time when I first started out. Mm-hmm. But eventually it increased sales. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, around the Christmas time, it kind of pumped up a little bit. But like I said, we're still new. So I was still getting messages and like, is this company legit? And I'm like, yeah, you can Google ratio.
Yeah.
If you Google ratio, you can find me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's there. And when you Google ratio, you can actually see when I started the company and everything. Like, you can see the CEO, everything. Every information you need, just Google ratio. That's all I got to say.
So you're also a father, right? So this could also be, you know, leaving a legacy for your children. You know, walk us through fatherhood, man. Like, fatherhood's a wonderful thing. Walk us through that. How has that been? How was that when you was in the Army? You know, knowing that you have children, did that affect your mental? Like, just walk us through that.
It's rough because when you're in the Army, a lot of people don't know. We're in the field a lot. We train a lot. So we're not at home as much with the kids. And the worst part is when you get deployed and go to another country.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually get the chance to get deployed because of my injuries. You get what I'm saying? It kind of messed up on me because I wanted to go. But
yeah.
At the other part, you still got the kids, so like where that is and all that type of stuff. So it was kind of rough for the kids to like in a month, you'd be like going to the field, like even the field like 2 weeks a week. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of rough, especially for the wife, because at that time I had like 3 kids at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of rough on the wife. And I give it to the military spouse. They go through a lot. A lot of people don't know. The Army guys, we go out and do our thing. But the spouse, they deal with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They do.
Definitely. You mentioned your wife. How influential has she been in your life and in the clothing brand?
So like I said, she's the one that actually reminded me about like going to what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So she's there. She's pushing me. She's motivating me about doing this. She helps me. And she's actually Hispanic. So if I do get a customer that speaks Spanish, she helps me out. You know what I'm saying? So she helps out a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she's there. She's my motivation.
Does she help design any of the merchandise?
Nah.
Okay. All right.
So, like so I said, it's my... it's my idea. So I love fashion. I like dressing people up. So say if a customer go on my website and have no idea, like they want to go somewhere, but they want to purchase something.
Right.
And have no idea about fashion sense and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Message me. And I put one and two together. And I'm like, yo, do this and do that. You put that together, you're good.
Let me find out Ratio about to be a personal stylist with somebody.
And I'm not biased about it. You know why I'm not biased and I can't be biased? Because at the end of the day, you're going to put it on. You have to like it.
Yeah.
It's not about me. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is like see what you look like, see your body's structure, and I'm like, okay, this will look good on you. You know what I'm saying? I would dress you. Like, I'm going to tell you. You come on my website and like set up a date or something that we can actually do a Skype or a video call or something, so I can say, okay, I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna show you what you can put together and I'll make you look fantastic. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go to the club, I'll make you look amazing. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to put summer together and like just go out, I still make you look nice. I'll make people approach you like, where you get that from?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the goal. You're not going to just put on something that's go out like, nah. If someone don't approach you and ask you where you get that from, you do not look right.
Okay. All right. I haven't looked right in a while because I can't remember the last time somebody asked me that. You know, I consider myself a pretty, you know, fashionable guy at times, you know, but okay. All right. I guess I'm going to have to hit you up for
ways you can, like, dress. You know what I'm saying? Multiple ways you can put stuff together. You can put stuff just to look comfortable. Yeah. Just because you care, but you still look good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
Definitely.
So one of my clothing that sells a lot is a hoodie that says messy hair don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That sells a lot. Because you want to go out, you don't feel like doing your hair, let's go out. Yeah. You can still look good without doing your hair. I'm going to tell you that. If you put on the right outfit, mm-hmm. you're good. You don't need to do your hair. You don't. You don't need to even put makeup on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, that's the way I can put your stuff together and make you look nice.
All right. I hope everybody is listening because, you know, Ratio can have you looking right out here, you know? So, all right. So is there anything that you haven't created yet, that you haven't designed, that you want to make sure that becomes a reality? You know, whether it be a shirt design, a hoodie design, some pants, anything that you have in your mind right now that, oh man, I want to do this. This is going to be dope, that you haven't got a chance to do yet.
So what I want to do also, because like I said, I want Ratio to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not just going to design stuff just to design stuff.
Right.
I want to compete with the big brands. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to overseas and go to Europe or something and create some outfit that can match up to their design. Because fashion is actually over in the Europe area. That's where the next step, the next level that I believe is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where I want to go. I want to compete against the big brands. Mm. So I'm not just going to create something just to create something. I want to be the best whatever I do. Like, you know me. Whatever I do, I like being great at it.
Definitely, definitely.
Don't be great at it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be that. If I get the number one, I'll take the number one. You know what I'm saying? But at least I want to be in the top 10 in the world.
Of course.
So I want to create that style that can put me there.
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
Okay. And I feel like Ratio Fashion can definitely do that. You know, I love your designs, man. I love everything that I've seen on the website, where you could actually go to www.ratio.org to find all of the different merchandise and options up there. What is something, if anything, that you want the people to know about Ratio Clothing, and how is it going to set the future on fire, which I think it really will? You know, just tell the people anything you have to say about Ratio Clothing.
All right. So what makes Ratio different is, like I said, it's all for the customers. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to try to be quick with this. So I know a lot of people might have issues like returning from different stores, how to do return, exchange, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. Ratio is free. It's free. If you want to return anything, it's free. If you want to exchange anything, it's free. All you got to do is you can message me on the website, on the chat.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me. Or you can call me. All you got to do is give me your name and tell me what's the issue. If you want to return it, what I'm going to do is email you the return label, and you just send the package over, and I send you merchandise back. Or if you want to return it, I'll just send you money back. Send it the way you paid for it. So that's easy. I'm making it easy for you guys.
Customer service.
And hell yeah. I'm all about the customers. And the next thing is you deal with the CEO, you deal with me. So, you know, I'm a man of my word. A lot of people might say this, they do not lie, but I do not lie. Whatever I say, I'm a man of my word. If I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I'm going to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I'm going to fix it. Okay. If you have an issue with me, say you purchase something and the post office or the USPS or whoever I deal with, it's taking a long time to give you your stuff, and you reach out to me, guess what? I'm going to deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though it's a third-party thing, but I'm going to deal with them. I'm going to make sure you're good. That's my thing. I take care of you guys. I like my customers. I appreciate when they purchase from me. So what I do is I give back when you purchase from me. So I have this AirPod.
Mm-hmm.
that I give to all my customers. Every new customers get a free AirPod.
Oh wow.
It's free.
Oh, that's dope.
Free AirPods. Yeah. Every single customer I got. Oh. And this, you can even use this to charge your phone.
Okay.
You can charge your AirPod with it, but you can actually use it and charge your phone also.
Okay.
So I take care of my peoples.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm a man of my word. I take care of my people. You have an issue with me, you might get us $10 off, $20 off. You never know. You might get some crazy-ass coupon.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, would you take a design idea from one of your customers? Like, let's say they had an idea, a suggestion for you. Would you take that?
So, I spoke to someone I met on IG, and I reached out to them, and I was like, hey, would you like anything on my website, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, this is my style, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. Good to know. I talk to people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I talk to them. And they gave me ideas. I'm like, this is what I like. I like being comfortable. I like wearing this, and I like wearing that. I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some adjust for you.
Okay.
And I did. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I do. So I do take suggestions from people. Like, whatever your style is, give me an idea. You can reach out to me and say, hey, I would like for you to start doing this. I'd like for you to start doing that. I will be coming out with accessories, but not now. With shoes, I will, but not now. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just working on the clothing right now.
Okay.
And then I'll say maybe in a couple of years, I'll come out with all those type of stuff so you can dress from head to toe just by within my company.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the goals also.
Yeah, because I need a ratio book bag one of these days, you know, to put my laptop in and everything. You know what I'm saying? I need one of those, you know. So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to everything that you're doing in the future, bro. I'm proud of you. I'm definitely proud of the brand. And, you know, if you guys want to follow Horatio, you can follow him at Horatio12. And we'll have your handle on the screen as well. If you want to follow the brand, you can follow the brand on IG at what is the Horatio of Fashion, all one word together on the gram. And also,
and the ratio is spelled RASHIO. So it's not like ratio, the math ratio.
Right.
So my name is kind of unique. And that's actually my name. Like,
yeah.
Horatio is my name. So just take off the O and you get ratio. So that's where the ratio comes from.
Yeah, we're going to have it on the screen as well. So they'll know where to follow you. Also, you could check out the website. Like I said earlier, it's www.rashio.org. And you can check out all of the different designs and items that they have available. It's a really great website. It's black owned. And so also make sure that's important, you know, especially now that's important. And just shout out to you. Keep doing your thing. And thank you for being on the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. And we look forward to having you again somewhere down the line. Don't forget about us when you get big, though, man.
Never will. Never will. I don't forget where I came from. You already know.
I know, man.
I'm a dude that I take care of everyone I work with and everyone around me. You know that. You worked with me before, so you know.
I have.
You know what I'm saying?
Life and death situation. So I already know. Horatio, thanks again, man.
All right. All right.